Good evening. You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. At the top of the hour, we started out with a piece that I wrote in 1992, It's Amazing, calling for the boycott of the death industries, followed by The Time of This World is at Hand by Billy Gault, Brother Earl's New World, This Disorder. From Blue Magazine, a bit of Us Against Us, Rise and Shine. Great Pax Whitey by James Cleveland, the New York Community Choir, and Nikki Giovanni. If the Ocean Had a Voice by Urban Avenue 31, Linda Jones Thomas, Cool Water, and Zap Mama's Ancestry in Progress. For those of you who are tuning into Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and encourage you to meet me here every Monday as well as Thursday nights. Monday from midnight to 6 a.m. and Thursday nights from midnight to 3. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web at WRFG.org, I'm so grateful that you prefer to be here with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are listening via your phone app from wherever you are, thank you for using the technology towards your greater good. The meeting of the inner circle, and anytime I come to the airwaves, I am always speaking to the issues of our liberation, our resurrection, the prerequisites for our being qualified for continuance in existence. I am the one who consciously seeks to remind us that our being upon the planet is by virtue of there being a divine purpose in our lives, and our purpose in living is not to have as much money as possible, to be successful in worldliness and wickedness and sinfulness and doing that which creates sickness, illness, disease, degradation, dysfunction, bastardization, usurpation, and all of that which is oppression and starvation, warfare, molestation, incarceration, all of this stuff that we see as that is impacting and affecting our global reality is as a result of the mindlessness and the thoughtlessness and the carelessness in applying ourselves, or those who are taking responsibility for giving masses of people an orientation as to what this life is about, who have not taken the time for their own self-actualization and self-realization in the light of the truth of what living upon the planet is really purposed to be as school, as curriculum for self-mastery, for self-realization, self-actualization, and the exaltation of life itself. We are here to really be in the perfection of our lives, in the harmonization of our spirits with the laws that govern existence, so that we are in a place of consistent, progressive, soulful, evolutionary unfoldment and development as conscious immortals. We are in a now moment that requires us to really care to be in attention and pay attention to that which is light, that which is love, that which is wisdom, and that which is truth. For there are no other degrees of empowerment that can come when you are under a global initiative that is genocide, a global initiative that is divisiveness, a global initiative that is laying foundation for the populace to be removed from the planet as a result of being in violation of the laws of existence itself. We're in a now moment that requires us to have an understanding and an understanding that all ones have been divided within themselves, and that brother against brother and this inner warfare of families and communities and nations has been going on for too long. And if we have not learned anything, it seems that we should have learned what to do in terms of our exalting a full life's urge in using the intelligence of our being towards mutual cooperation and collaboration for the good of the whole of us, as opposed to there being those who feel entitled to be working against all other ones, those who feel entitled to be murderers, liars, and thieves, those who feel entitled to usurp the life and the labor and the blood and the sweat and the tears and the initiatives of so many other ones, to misuse them and abuse them towards their own disinterest. There are those who feel as though they can truly prosper at the detriment of other ones. There are those who think that there's some real prosperity as a result of the enslavement of other ones, as a result of the incarceration of other ones, as a result of the bastardization, the usurpation, the devastation, the murder, the slaughter of other ones, and then feeding off of their body parts as food. There are those who feel that they can prosper when they kill and murder and rape and bastardize and war and whatnot. And all of this is the evidence of you dealing with a sick people, a spiritually impoverished people, a people who are not aligning themselves with that which really lays foundation for their true prosperity, and that helps them to be in a place where they are able to partake fully of the abundance of the real wealth that there is as a part of the reality of and the truth that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. And there is nothing that we can beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded upon the planet that is greater than who and what we already are as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. We're in a now moment where those of us who are living now, particularly those of us who are moving into maturity, those of us who have children, those of us who can anticipate and already have grandchildren and great-grandchildren, that we have to take responsibility for that which we are doing upon the planet in terms of whatever degrees of damage control, whatever degrees of leadership that we can take in realigning ourselves and our children and those that we have been given charge as teachers and as mentors and as counsel and guidance and whatnot, that we are not here under our own auspices to do whatever the hell we want to do any which way, because any which way does not work. By any means necessary does not work when it comes down to what are the prerequisites for being realigned and restored as a humanity of people. By any means necessary does not work in terms of what is the requisite for being able to have leverage over a world-conquering rampage of divisiveness. By any means necessary is not by virtue of that which is truly light, which is the only prosperity, which is the only sovereignty, which is the only victory that we can have over schemes and agendas and planning and plotting and the initiatives of those who have no commitment to love and light and wisdom and truth, which are the foundation for that which assures our wealth and our prosperity and our longevity and our being able to be qualified for continuance in existence upon the planet or beyond the planet. We who live in this now moment have to come to a point and place where it matters to us why we are living. Because as long as you're reaching for that which undermines your cellular functioning in terms of the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and all manners of degerminated bleach, flour products, the pancakes, the waffles, the Eggos, all of this garbage that is so readily available to us that has been touted as if living by destroying ourselves is the right way to live, enjoying ourselves because we have to die from something anyway. It is absolutely hideous that we have so many ones who have no real understanding, or commitment to be resolutely standing with that which allows them to stand absolutely, that which beats their heart and that which breathes them. That there are those who have exerted such a minimal effort to be completely aligned with the purposes of existence that they have put us in a vibration where we think that success in capitalism is success in life. Success in just setting goals and objectives towards greater degrees of materiality, having more stuff and having more things and more polished wood, metal, and stone, that this is the value of our success in this world where we are still sick. Physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, psychically, we are sick. And so there has been no progression if there is no progression in the wellness of the people, in the exalted morality of the people, in terms of what is necessary in order to really be qualified for continuance in existence. Those who have no value for life, those who have made no commitments to life, those who have no real intention towards that which is law that governs existence will cease to exist as long as they are mindless and thoughtless and careless with that which they have been entrusted with, the wealth of themselves and the wealth of their lineages. We're in a now moment of eternity where we should be responsive as men, the progenitor of lineages, and womb men, the perpetuator of lineages of people, to come to a place and space where we really want to be realigned and restored and come to that place where we walk as liberated beings, liberated from the sickness, liberated from the illness, liberated from the disease, the despair, the dysfunction, the distortion, the degradation, the violation, the incarceration, and all of that, being on a DNA lockdown so that you are thinking that your success in this life is by virtue of how you've applied yourself towards matriculating through the various curriculums that you've been given so that you can be licensed, certified, and degreed to be participants and holders of the keys to the system of things. Our education has not properly prepared us for being triumphant in this life. Our education has put us in a vibration where we have been given an artificial parameters of success, that we are no longer thinking about the success in our being, in the quality and the substance of people that we become, in the quality of integrity that we walk in the quality of our morality and our ethics, and how we are able to represent the lineages that we have come through, those who sacrificed and were sacrificed, those who were murdered and assassinated and bastardized and hung and raped and castrated and set afire and marginalized and killed here. You understand? I'm just saying is that we have greater duty, obligation, and responsibility on behalf of all of the ones who have come before us so that we are not living mindlessly. Thinking that the greatest thing that we can do is have good jobs that have give us pension and insurance and all of that, while every day you're reaching for that which undermines your very life currency. And then you have those who are preparing for this doomsday or for this civil war or whatever, and they're carving out bunkers and trying to amass food. You understand? Store food and store water and weaponry and whatnot. But why would you even go through that process when you're killing yourself on a daily basis anyway? We're in a now moment of eternity where it is necessary, if we care, to have leverage in a system that is working towards its own destruction, a global system, what they may refer to as the New World Order, but you can't build a New World Order on murder and lying and enslavement and bastardization and usurpation and propagandizing and warfare and whatnot. That is the order of death. And for those ones who have seen civilizations rise and civilizations fall as a result of them coming to a point where they no longer are centered in what it is to be a human being, they are no longer centered in the virtues and integrity and character of what is required in order to be in a progressive state of unfoldment, self-realization, self-actualization, and working consciously and conscientiously towards the progression of one's own lineages. We're duped into thinking that we can participate with the murdering and the slaughtering and the bastardizing of other beings, feed off their body parts, their progeny, their eggs, their body fluids, and still be a healthy people. And what we see is that that is not true. There's no way to be healthy, to really maintain optimum cellular functioning when you charge your blood with the violation of violated beings, when the primary law of existence is thou shalt not kill. And now killing is sport. Killing is game. Killing is just for the hell of it. Killing. Is that which will sink this whole collective of ones, governments, and families and communities that are at war within themselves, against themselves. And you cannot prosper when you are at war with anything, because to war against anyone is to war against yourself, because in absolute reality and absolute truth, there literally is only one self, which is the intelligence of existence, which is that which sees through every eye. And there is no way that you can exalt a full life's urge by marginalizing, anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, violating, stupefying anybody else for profit, for money, for game, for sport, for whatever. There is only one purpose in existence, and that's to truly unfold as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Our purpose in being is to be harmonized in the truth of who and what we are as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence. But there is nothing supremely intelligent about killing yourself, killing your children, creating a livelihood based on producing, manufacturing, distributing, advertising, and consuming that which undermines your cellular functioning, that which adds poison and toxins to your body chemistry. There's nothing supremely intelligent about feeling entitled to be murderers, liars, and thieves. We're in a place and space where those of us who really care should care to be empowered so that we are not undermined by the initiative of those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, and truth. We should be empowered to the degree to which we are able to separate ourselves by cleansing ourselves, by facilitating a whole life's urge, to exalt a full life's urge, in that we will do nothing to undermine ourselves. But these people have put us in a place where we think that we can matriculate through whatever system of study, whatever field of study, and still be getting high and drinking and drunk and this and that. And then because we're in school, then we're learning something, when we have not learned to value ourselves and how to really be in a place where you are functioning optimally so that you are creating and facilitating optimum thinking. And surely with all of the education that we have access to, we should be able to think a greater thought than killing people for sport and for fun and for profit through the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death, your soda companies, your alcohol companies, your tobacco companies, your sugar industries, your meat industries, your dairy industries. You understand, all of these things, when you put them all together, you have what I refer to as the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death. And that the government is fully complicit with subsidizing those entities to give them access to the hearts and the minds and the spirits of the people. And when you have a government that licenses and says it is okay to produce that which undermines everything and everybody, then you have a government that will soon cease to exist. There is no way that we can continue to perpetuate sickness, illness, disease, and death and think that there's some prosperity that you can have in an economy that thrives on killing people, undermining children, devastating communities with all of the alcohol and the tobacco and the candy and the sugar and the artificially colored, artificially flavored garbage that's readily available to us. It makes no sense at all to go into any degree of curriculum when you have no commitment to your own life. And where we are now, if you really are experiencing the consequences of being out of alignment with that which is your divinity, then you have to ask for that. You can reclaim your life. You can reclaim your health. You can be completely healed from everything, completely whole. You can walk the rest of your life in a consistent and progressive degree of unfoldment and self-actualization and self-realization. And regardless of what you have done in the past, you can experience the fullness of the clearing, the cleansing, the forgiveness that is necessary in order to ensure your glorious rising destiny. We are in this now moment where you are at a crossroads in terms of what it is you're living for, how it is you are being on a daily basis, because when it come time for you to leave, you will be held completely accountable for what you did and didn't do, for what you sought, what you applied yourself to. And these people have us in a vibration where we think that, oh, because we were born in sin and our nature is sinful, that we can live a sinful life and still have eternal life. Still ascend into the exalted heavens and sit at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. You understand? I'm just saying, you're already in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence. You should not be dying here. And it's because you've accepted death as the natural culmination, destiny, and fate of life, then you have really undermined yourself, because your thought is creating and laying foundation for what it is you're choosing. And so I'm the one to encourage you to realign yourself, because nobody else's thought has more power in your life than your own. But if you are not thinking life, if you are not choosing life, if you are feeding off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows, and still drinking and smoking and spewing and getting high and all of this, you are literally dissipating your life force. And the end of that is death. And you may not have 40, 50, 60 years to be in adulteration. And those who are coming younger, because you've been undermined as a result of your parents having been toxic and whatnot, you all just don't have that kind of time to be mindless, to be stupid, to be out of order, and think that you'll have a long life, because the whole point in being under genocide is to destroy the integrity of our genealogy, is to put us on a DNA lockdown. It's to block and obstruct us from our direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and our souls. The whole point in being under siege, under a world system of divisiveness, is to put us in a position where we're helpless and hopeless, and we are disenfranchised, and we have no power to do anything differently. So it requires you to care, because your care to be obedient unto the laws that govern your life, your care to be harmonized in the will of existence, to adopt the ways of being that are truly life-supporting, life-enhancing, healing, regenerating, rejuvenating, revitalizing, and revivifying. This is the path to our liberation, our salvation, our deliverance, and our having the opportunity to participate in the establishment of the eternal order and the eternal government as it is being established upon the earth. through the clearing, the cleansing, the purification of the temples of God. You're in a now moment where it is up to you to really be decisive about what it is you truly care to accomplish in your life. And I'm the one to encourage you to be decisive about walking in the fullness of your own authenticity as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence, because you are already immortal. And this is our time. You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection. Good evening. This is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. Anytime I come to the airwaves, I am always consciously caring to remind you that you are already so absolutely blessed with each and every breath you take, with every step that you make, with every beat of your heart. That there's no situations and circumstances that constitute your blessedness. Your blessedness is by virtue of your being a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is all there is. And there's nowhere where it is not. It fills all spaces. It can never be absent. It is all pervasive. And we're in a now moment that requires us to be ever mindful of dwelling in its presence, as points of its presence, and coming to that place and space where you don't mind being fully exemplary, self-representing, vivid in your self-expression as this point of it. Being in a place and space where everything is topsy-turvy, in the sense that we have a world conquering rampage that has the intention to divide and conquer, where that which has no substance, that which is folly, that which is foolishness, that which is stupid, that which is nonsensical, illogical, pathological, is what most people pay so much attention to. That they prefer to poison themselves as a sense of entitlement, and exercising their degrees of what they think is freedom and personal choice. Free will, as they say. We're in a now moment that requires us to have an understanding and an understanding that there is absolute law that allows us to stand. And I find it very interesting that people are so happy to be killing themselves, but then when death comes a knocking and the doctors are giving up on you and you're on these medications and whatnot, then all of a sudden you want to live. I don't get it. But I'm encouraging you to realize that the path of life is yours. With each and every beat of your heart, with every breath, with every step, that you would never have a greater opportunity than in each and every now moment to exalt a full life's urge to come to a point and place where you don't mind being completely cleared and cleansed, and you're praying and asking and knocking for the discipline you want to go through the process of your clearing and cleansing, reversing any kind of issue that have already crystallized in your tissues as sickness, illness, disease, and gout, and heart disease, and arthritis, and rheumatism, and sarcoidosis, and obesity, and diabetes, and all of these things. We have to come to a point and place where we realize that we do not have the right to kill ourselves. We do not have the right to be inebriated, intoxicated, and violated. Because when you are violating yourself, then there is no real way that you can truly walk in the fullness of who you are. There's no way that you can truly honor that which you all refer to as God when you are disregarding and disrespecting the gift that it has given you as this point of its own very presence. And every atom and every cell of your being is completely animated, completely permeated, completely penetrated by its own absolute and supreme intelligence. It matters that we come to that point and place where we care to honor life. Because nobody can justify why it is you would not. And the fact that we have so many people who feel entitled to kill, that there's multi-trillion dollar business in the industry of death, sickness, illness, disease, degradation, heart, you understand, body parts and all of this stuff, is the evidence that we need to rise completely up. Because we have an individual contribution to make. We have contributions to make as families, as communities, as nations, and our generations. And our children that we need to be in a place and space where we understand that these babies do not have 20 years to be out of order and to try to figure out what's going on. They don't have that kind of time. For us to have 30-some-year-olds who are dying from breast cancer and uterine cancer and all of this, it is hideous. That there's a cosmic trust that we were given as men, the progenitor of lineages, and womb men, the perpetuator of lineages, to honor life and to perpetuate life and to be the hands that guide and facilitate and cultivate the generations of us, because we will never have anything greater than ourselves. And it seems that it would be really illogical and impossible for people to treat their cars better than they treat their children, better than they treat their own bodies, that it would seem impossible for there to be a multi-million-dollar company that produces products marketed to children that have absolutely nothing nutritional, nothing. And to have other ones who are marketing it, advertising it, promoting it, producing it, distributing it, it would seem that we would have sense enough to realize that a people who kill their children are a people who are destined to die. And to be glib about having to die from something. And so therefore you justify bringing anything and everything to bear in terms of all of the doors that you could open or that would open to lead to get you off the planet through this thing called death. We are in need of a resurrection. And the resurrection is not about going to the graveyard and pulling those whose bodies have been rotting for a while and speaking words to them and having them pop up. That's not the resurrection. The resurrection is those who have been numbed and dumbed and inebriated and intoxicated and filled to the brim with the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and all manners of alcohol and tobacco and white sugar and artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, MSG. Those who are really dead are those who have not awakened to the reality that they are these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is everywhere present and that we are already immortal by virtue of being these points of its presence. To come away from the dead, to resurrect the dead, is to be in a place where you are facilitating and inspiring and motivating and uplifting and cultivating and enhancing and speaking to the light and the consciousness in these bodies, because the spirit of the living God is still there. It may be oppressed and suppressed. It may be dumbed down and inebriated, but it's still there. And where we are now requires us to care, to have the power to speak and have it be, to come to a point where we can see it and achieve it, to be in a place and space where we are the gods and goddesses walking, that we are here to lay foundation for the establishment of the eternal order and the eternal government, because there is nothing guaranteed success except that. And every beating heart, every breathing being, every seeing eye is obliged to exalt life. And those who are generating a livelihood and legislating, perpetuating, facilitating, spreading death, those sins will be visited upon your children and your grandchildren. We have to come to understand there is absolute law. It's now time for us to do the damage control, to be in a place and space where you understand that there is no amount of money, and regardless of how much ink they use and how nice the plates are and that they produce the paper with and whatnot, it's paper. Whatever denomination of bill it is still paper. It comes from trees. It is man-made. It has no value except for that which we agree upon and that which we are able to get for it. We can't eat it when we're hungry. It can't revivify us when we're dying. We have to come to that place and space where we are really respecting the intelligence of existence and the spirit and the presence of God that walks and talks and has its being with us, in us, and as us. There is no better moment than this now moment to really examine yourself as to what it is you're living for. What do you really want? How do you really want to walk this walk? Do you want the rest of your life to be the best of your life? What is your legacy? Who are you really? What are you here to do? If you don't begin to really question yourself, nobody can serve you, you, on a silver platter. You have already been given the gift, and you are gifted with each and every breath and every beat of your heart. This is our common unity. And people say, oh, well, we need to come together. We're already together with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. We are sharing this now moment of eternity. We have the opportunity to respond correctly and directly in any now moment. What do you want? Because you are the gods and the goddesses that dwell in those temples. What you say goes. And if you ain't saying it, then it ain't happening. Where you are in degrees of quiet desperation, and concern and insecurity about your health, about your finances, about your children, about your family, or whatever, you have the opportunity to claim the order, to call the peace, to be in that stillness and see yourself whole, to be the answer, to bring the solution, to be the order. It's not based upon what anybody else says. For you. I realized many years ago as a teenager that there's nothing that I could really give anybody. Because everybody has already been given so much. That is the blessedness of being with each and every breath. Nobody can add anything to us that is greater than who and what we already are. There is no amount of money, no amount of circumstance, no amount of situation, no fame, no fortune, nothing that is greater than who and what we already are but naked. These people have us in a place where we have no value for ourselves. And that's what has to change. To get proper perspective. To put your values in place. See, where your values are in place, where you are in harmony with the will of existence and the laws of existence, that's where your prosperity flows, is where you are investing in yourself, in new blood, because the new blood allows for the harmony of and the wholeness of your spirit. Because the methodology of oppression is to oppress us at our cellular functioning. Those forces of divisiveness have instituted the death industries so that we are divided within ourselves, so that there is no harmony, peace, and love and joy. They don't think that there's money in it. There is so much prosperity in lawfulness, in loving, in honoring. There is no real wealth outside of it. They got the people duped into thinking that they have no value, except they go and get certified and degreed and licensed, and they're able to go to work every day and work jobs, perpetuating a system that perpetuates death. And where everybody puts their money into this big pot called the lotto and the lottery and all of this, and we got all of these people homeless. We got all of these people out here because the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death have sucked these people dry. There's very little of them left. And the people are so impoverished that you just completely give so much, $20, $30, $40, $50 at a time, buying a chance to get this big jackpot, and you never took the time to cultivate the truth of yourself, the wealth of yourself, the light of yourself, the gift that you should be, not based upon your money, but based upon who you are at this point of the presence of the absolute. We're in a moment where we really need to get it right. Why? Because you will soon be leaving this planet. There's no way to stay where there's no commitment to being. Those who have no commitment to life, they have no commitment to existence, they have no commitment to the laws of existence. There's no way that you can stay. But then the other aspect of it is that where in the hell are you going to go? When everything is in order and cosmic law and universal law is always in full effect, there's no place for the lawlessness. We're in a now moment that requires us to man up and woman up and be real, real folk. to consciously commit to the process of our empowerment so that we are not complicit, complacent, and co-conspirating with the genocide, global depopulation, and sitting around doing everything other than the right thing. Let that not be the contribution that we're making to society and to the planet. We have so much available to us in this now moment. And for whatever we see and whatever we don't see, there is an infinitude that lies beyond us. And the infinity of possibilities means that for whatever we can think, particularly where it is of value, particularly where we are centered in exalting a full life's urge, particularly where we are caring to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that we are completely realigned and restored in the integrity of that which we each are, as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, we should not be dying here. We are the beneficiaries of the gifts, the sacrifices, the ingenuity, the intelligence, the labor, the life forces, the creativity, the music, the messages, the inventions. It's all so divine. But those entities that I refer to as the corporate deities of death, the meat industry, the dairy industry, the sugar industries, the alcohol, the tobacco, the chicken industry, the sea creature industries, that these ones are responsible for all of the filth and the disease and the pollution of this entire planet. But people make those companies work, and people support those industries. And for the billions of dollars, the trillions of dollars that are being generated in debt, then understand that those ones are truly on the path of death. And if this is what you've been participating in willingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, it doesn't matter. The issue is there's still the light of absolute and supreme intelligence that is you. And I'm reminding you that we're not here to throw ourselves away. We're not here to be the compost and fodder of a global machinery that uses and abuses and wastes people. We're not here to participate with this. And at some point, I pray that you are ever more inspired, ever more thoughtful, ever more considerate, ever more contemplative and reflective, ever more repentive, ever more intensely intentional in walking in the fullness of the integrity of your own authenticity under the authority of absolute law, which is absolute love. So that you and all of those who love you and all of those that you love will be able to stand forward and be counted in the rising, the realignment, the restoration, the reattunement, the edification, and the remembrance of those who are the children of light, the children of love, the children of truth, the children of infinite possibilities. This is our time. And you would not be here unless you had something valuable to contribute. On behalf of the legacy of the lineages that you represent, on behalf of those who have come before us, those who couldn't come, those who wouldn't come, those who prefer to die than come, those that we didn't allow to come, and those who have yet to come. Let us live. Let us live. Let us live for life. You're in tune to Monday Night Watch, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection.
Night Watch on 89.3 FM, WFG, Atlanta.